Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am Martin Zender, and you are at Zender Talks. Good to have you. For those of you who are new, you won't notice anything different with my theme song. For those of you who have been around, you will notice that I've scaled it down somewhat. Not because I received criticism that my music was obnoxious and loud. No, that's not the reason. It's because I was getting too tied up in time with the production aspects of this show. I have to scale it down in order that I could do my other things, namely writing. That's my main call, folks. You know, I got to write. I got to get these books out to you. It was taking too much time. So I'm going to simplify things a little bit. Who was it that said simplify, simplify, simplify? Was that Henry David Thoreau? It was either Thoreau or Ralph Waldo Emerson. It wasn't Ralph Nader, no. One of those two guys. I'm going to comment today on one verse. That verse is Philippians 1:21. It's a very simple verse. It goes like this: to be living is Christ. Everything you do today is Christ. When I was growing up in the religious world, I lived my life Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday it was Christ. There was my world, then there was Christ's world. A lot of times I had to dust myself off after my world. My world was fun and enjoyable. Then I had to get dressed and go to church and be with Christ. I sat there for an hour with Christ, and it was boring. We sang some songs. Then it was time to go live my life, and I had fun, and we played kick the can, and I ate hot dogs, and I went swimming, and I fell down and skinned my knee and ate Oreo cookies and devoured Pop-Tarts and had my friends sleep overnight and made popcorn and watched Batman. I had a good time. Then Sunday came around again. Time for Christ. What a radical truth Philippians 1:21 is. To be living is Christ. I ask you this question right now. Are you living? Then that's Christ. When you were eating potato chips earlier, were you living? Then that was Christ. When you were making love with your wife or your husband, were you living? That was Christ. Were you taking a nap? That was Christ. Were you throwing something against the wall in anger? To be living is Christ. You were living, weren't you? Paul doesn't say to be living well is Christ. To be living a saintly life is Christ. To be living with motivation and purpose is Christ. He just says to be living is Christ. So whether you can hardly get up out of bed in the morning, or whether you jump out to face the world, that's Christ. We're coming to the point, I pray, of maturity where, unlike, say, the National Day of Prayer that tells you to set aside a day to pray. Somebody asked me, do you observe the National Day of Prayer, Martin? It's asking me to set aside a day to pray is like asking me to set aside a day to breathe. The Spirit makes intercession for me. My whole being pulsates with prayer unconsciously while I'm sleeping all the time. When my mind might be occupied on the mundane tasks of life, the Spirit in me prays. It's nonstop. It's the same with this. To live is Christ. You don't have to stop and now let's get in Christ. Let's get in that God mood or God mode. That's what the Pentecostals do. Boy, that is a bad, bad situation. We're not in Christ unless we're feeling the Spirit and we're trembling with God. We have to get in a mode where we're riding high. What's the phrase they always use? The anointing. Do you have the anointing? You know what? When I'm eating Oreos, I got the anointing. The anointing never leaves me. I'm in Christ. And to live is Christ. I'm Martin Zender. See you tomorrow.